There is no behind in a journey. And I do think that that is true, but I think that there is such thing as a stagnation and a plateau, and that essentially is falling behind. When your belief systems don't match what it is that you say that you want, you get stuck. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. My friends, I have been getting lots of questions lately about what happens after enrolling in things like courses or programs or coaching trainings and yet still needing help. Because I get it. A lot of times we will dive into some brilliant strategies that are out there, but once it comes to the actual implementation of what we're trying to grow and build, it can get a little hairy. Which is why I'm excited to announce that my team and I are putting the finishing touches on a brand new support container, which will allow you and I to work one-on-one with my team and in community to grow your offers, your revenue, and your brand. So if this is a season where you are really focusing in on growing your revenue and doing that through strategies like building out offers, better brand partnerships, wanting to build out a larger sales channel to really feed the greater business ecosystem that you have, to set up automations and systems and funnels so you can actually get paid without having to physically be somewhere, you are going to love this experience. In the weeds of implementation, it is so easy to get lost, which is why I'm so excited to finally have the own infrastructure in my team to offer a more done with you or done for you approach to what it is you're going to be learning. Essentially, me and my team become your team. You can take everything that we're going to be giving you, which is essentially what I did to build out the multi seven-figure business that I have today, and then we can build that out with you, or you can have me and my team build it all out for you. So if you want to be one of the first into this amazing experience, you can go to the link in the show notes and apply. There is no pressure in joining by filling this out. This is just an opportunity for you to really learn what's happening and what's going on with this new incredible experience. I am so excited to be sharing more. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest, or again, just click that link in the show notes, juliesolomon.net/interest. Hi, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast, your go-to destination for all things business, mindset, personal growth, scaling, sales, all the good stuff. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, and I am thrilled to be with you today. So today we are diving deep into understanding your money mindset and how it affects literally every aspect of your life and business. But before we dive in, I want to remind you of an incredible opportunity that can help transform your relationship with money and, most importantly, how you are showing up and really catapulting your success. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level, I encourage you to check out the Revenue Growth Lab. This is an exclusive program designed to help you really unlock your earning potential and achieve your financial goals. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest to learn more and apply, especially if you're loving everything that I am bringing you today. You're going to want to do that. All right, my friends, let's get into it. Now, I want you just to picture in your mind for a moment with this beautiful brain that you have. 95% of it is typically operating on autopilot. It's going to be influenced by past experiences and beliefs, how you show up, how you're really using and utilizing the world around you, the options around you, and these subconscious beliefs, if we will, can actually dictate our relationship with money, with success, with worthiness, without us even realizing it. But here is the kicker. Only 5% of our mind is actually conscious. And that is where our dreams, our desires, our goals reside. And a lot of times, if there is a misalignment between this conscious desire that you have for success and then the subconscious beliefs that we carry, what we do is that we encounter that resistance. And that resistance then manifests into things like overthinking, lack of clarity, lack of confidence, lack of worthiness, self-doubt, fear, all of the things. So how do we bridge our gap between our conscious desires and those subconscious beliefs? Well, my friends, it really does start with grace, going easier on yourself, giving yourself some patience, some compassion. Here's the thing, you're not trying to become
someone new or someone else. You're really just stepping into your future self. You're really just coming back to who you truly are, free from the limitations, free from fear, free from anything that may be imposing the way that you're showing up now. And I think to truly understand your money mindset, you have to reflect back on what I call is your origin story. And I talk a lot about this in my book, Get What You Want. If you're anything like me, you may have inherited some beliefs about money from your parents, your upbringing, your society, your family that just no longer serve you. I'll give you an example. Again, I share more about this in my book, but essentially I was just raised to believe that making money was really, really hard. And I was also made to believe that there was not enough of it. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. My parents literally worked paycheck to paycheck. So that is what was modeled to me. It's not like there was a lot of money there to learn about things like savings and investing and how to use your money and, you know, how to invest correctly and how to really take the money that you have and invest it in yourself. Like those things just didn't exist in the landscape that I was in. And so I had all of these beliefs, right? There wasn't enough of it. It was really hard to make it. It goes away faster than you can make it. And so these beliefs really led to a cycle of me avoiding money, me being really scared of money, and me really self-sabotaging a lot in my business early on. I remember when I first started in this industry and really different from the business that I have now, but even when I just started as I was shifting from my PR corporate job to more of an online blogger and content creator at the time, I would shy away from opportunities. I would avoid looking at my finances, and it ultimately just hindered my own success. And here's the thing, if you're relating to any of this at all, awareness is really the first step to change. By recognizing the patterns and the stories that hold you back, by becoming aware of how you show up and how you feel about money, even as I'm talking right now, some of you may start to get triggered. You may start to feel this kind of anxiousness in your stomach. You may get a knot in your throat. Your palms may get sweaty. You may want to turn this episode off, right? It's like we have to become aware of what do we feel in our body and what are we thinking consciously and even what's coming up subconsciously, which you're going to find that in your body, so we can start to begin to rewrite our money mindset and really create a new narrative around this idea of attracting what it is that we want and being able to get what we want and having that abundance and that empowerment piece. Now, I want to first really tackle something that I think comes up a lot. And this is this idea of analysis paralysis and really overthinking. I think that it is the silent killer of progress. I know so many of you battle with this. And I really believe that overthinking just stems from fear. Fear of making the wrong decision, fear of failure, fear of being judged, fear of putting myself out there. But what if I told you that overthinking is simply just a resistance that is shielding you from really opening up and taking that next step into the bigger version of you? And so I want you just again, the next time you catch yourself overthinking, I want you to ask yourself, like, what am I afraid will happen if I make this decision? What am I afraid will happen if I start to think differently, feel differently, make different choices? Because by uncovering those underlying fears, you can actually develop strategies to address them and start moving forward with confidence. The other thing that I want to share with this and how I've done this in my own life is I remember when I was first trying to create an online education business, I had someone say to me, like, you know, it's more than possible to double the amount of money that you're making each month. And I remember when this woman said this, was a seven-figure earner. I had not gotten anywhere near making seven figures in my business yet. And at the time, I think I was making about $10,000 a month. And she was like, you could easily make seven figures by the end of the year. And I remember actually getting really mad at that statement. I wasn't mad at her. I was just angry. I was just mad. I was just frustrated. It like upset me. And it really goes back because I had this belief system that there was never enough money. And she was actually poking at that belief system, telling me that belief is just a belief, my friend. That belief is not truth. It is actually possible to make $1 million, but I kept thinking like that happens to other people. It doesn't happen to me. You know, that kind of thing, only other people get to experience that, not me. And so that's why it made me mad because it was kind of showing me this awareness of like, oh my gosh, I'm now coming face to face with this old belief system that really is not serving me. And so now I have a choice. Am I going to stay mad? Am I going to resist? Am I not going to make a change, or am I going to see this feeling of being mad, of resistance, of being frustrated as an opportunity to make change? And so really by overcoming those underlying fears, that's what it's going to help you face. And you have to remember failure is not the end of the road. It's part of the journey. It's a stepping stone to success. Every successful entrepreneur that I know has faced failures and setbacks and challenges along the way. I know I have. I do every day. Like, I can't even begin to tell you like how many challenges, how many failures I have had and keep having consistently. But that is part of the journey, my friends. And the key is just to embrace the failure as a learning opportunity to be able to cultivate self-compassion along with that journey. And I think that is so key. And I think a lot of times it's just so easy for us to get stuck in the cycle of overthinking, to get stuck in the cycle of not feeling like we're good enough, not feeling that we're ready, that we're not capable of overcoming these obstacles that come our way, and to really lose sight of the bigger picture and the bigger opportunity that may be here for us. And so that's the one thing that I want to just encourage you to think about today. You know, think about, how does this come up for you? What comes up for you? What are the things that you're noticing about the way that you show up in the world, about the way that you talk to yourself, about whatever that may be, with overthinking, with analysis paralysis? And what happens in those moments? Do you see yourself actually getting closer to where you want to go? Or are you actually falling behind? My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow, you need to scale, you need a marketing strategy, you need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. And I think that a lot of times I love to say that like there is no behind in a journey. And I do think that that is true, but I think that there is such thing as a stagnation and a plateau, and that essentially is falling behind. When your belief systems don't match what it is that you say that you want, you get stuck. That is literally the definition of being stuck. Your belief systems, your limiting belief is not matching the desires that you have. And I actually want to talk about a cycle that comes up when this happens. Okay. So we've got like the old way versus the new way, right? And so I'm going to give you what that old way feels like. Okay. So there's this cycle of desire that kind of goes against the belief. And what that means is that we initially desire more free time and money. So we start doing what we think we need to do in order to make money, but it never feels enough. So then we start to increasingly feel more self-doubt, more comparison, more fear, more not enoughness. We start to believe that more is the answer. So we start working longer hours and we try to, you know, work harder, push through it in order to feel safe, in order to make more. Then we start to feel shame and guilt because we're not able to be fully present in our lives. We're not able to be fully present for the people that we love while also not achieving the goals. That is the worst feeling in the world. It's like, okay, not only am I not enjoying my life, but like there's no benefit to this. There's no reward to this. Like I'm not enjoying my life. I'm not showing up. I'm not being present for my family, for my kids. And I'm also not achieving my goals. And you just start to feel like crap. And then that overthinking comes back into play. You find yourself procrastinating. You find yourself feeling stuck at what to post, what to create, what to offer. Why does no one want to engage with me? All of those things. And then we get afraid to check our bank accounts. We're avoiding the money, how much we're making. We're so terrified to pay the bills. We're obsessing about what's not here. And then what happens is that we get so afraid to slow down because if we slow down, we won't feel safe anymore. Because there's not enough money coming in. And we think that in order to get more money coming in, we have to do more. We have to hustle more. We have to show up more. And then we feel terrible. We feel not enough. And then we think to ourselves, oh, I just need to work harder and I need to work more. And so then what happens? Well, then the cycle begins again. We desire more free time and more money, and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes. And then we just end up doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. But the thing is exactly how we get out of that cycle so we can actually experience a life of ease and no longer experiencing this is allowing growth and presence and new decisions to be made. The new cycle, the new way, I call it the cycle of growth, is when we actually start creating new beliefs. We actually start believing that all of our dreams are more than possible. And that as we are today with just what we have today, we don't need to know anymore, be anymore, do anymore, just who we are today, it is possible to start achieving those one day at a time. We also start to believe that money is actually the easiest and most fun thing to make in the world. And because of this, guess what? We start to make money, which then allows us to be more present and spend time with family and friends. Then we start to feel like, oh, that's right. My business actually is life-giving. It is fun because it is meant to be fun. And I'm creating impact and I'm seeing the change that I'm making in people's lives. And it's so important. And then guess what happens? We actually enjoy learning about money, making money, looking at our bank accounts. Money becomes our new best friend. We start trusting that inner voice inside us and that inner narrative and that inner belief system because we've created a new one. We start to believe in ourselves and in our ability in a whole new way. And then from there, we can take clear next steps day in and day out to achieve our goals while getting the support that we want because we know that we deserve to be fully supported. And that, my friends, is far more different than that old way cycle, that cycle of stuck. And so I want you just to start thinking, if you're still here, if you're still listening to this podcast, if this is resonating to you on a cellular level, this is exactly where your road is taking you today. And I know that I'm so excited to be on that journey with you, that old way, that hustle way, that stuck way. Let's get that out the door. I want you to wake up feeling grateful and excited. I want you to feel nourished and that your inner narrative is your hype woman. You did not come here to struggle. You did not have this business idea so you could just struggle and hustle and be miserable. You came here to truly have an abundant life that creates impact for others, not just because of the money. The money's fun, but because of joy and health and experience and fun. So no more missing out on the beautiful moments with your kids. No more missing out on, you know, those experiences with your friends and your family. You can be fully present now if you choose to embrace this growth cycle. You're going to have so much more mental real estate when you're not worrying and feeling like you're not good enough or worthy enough. So again, it's our decision to say goodbye to this. And I want to say too, this is not just like a system. Okay, this is not just like, okay, think positive and more money's coming your way. That doesn't work. You still need to show up and do the work. It's not just about thinking positive, but it's about changing those patterns and those belief systems. And that is the most important key to this. Now, I want to say, I've got more to share with you all. I've got a lot more coming. This is actually part one of a three-part series of more that's coming. But I'm going to hold it for the next episode because we're going to be talking about really how to call in that next level of growth. How to start showing up and creating and selling in a way that feels really, really good. We're going to dive into all the things, sales, wealth expansion, money to really help elevate your business. So we've got a part two coming and then we've got a part three. But for now, I just want you to sit with that and to think about that money mindset. When you think about money, when you think about how easy it is or hard it is or whatever it is for you, what comes up and where do you feel it in your body and what do you feel in your body? And then come back to meet me for a part two. And then we're going to start getting into some more juicy goodness. And if anything about today's conversation resonated with you at all, I want to know what that is. So you can DM me, let me know what stuck with you, what hit you, screenshot this episode, whatever feels good to you I just want to kind of hold us accountable here. Like, let's create a thread of accountability to be seen and heard. Because again, that may be a new belief system, right? Like, I don't believe that I'm worthy of, you know, being heard or getting help. And so outreach, claim it, own it, share it. It's a great place to leave with us today. All right, my friends, I will see you same time, same place. Talk soon. Part two coming up.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.